Okay, let's move on to item 10, please, which is Harmsworth Keys Cooperation Agreement, pages 32 to 40. Councillor Colley.
Thank you, Ian. Delighted to bring forward this report for Harmsworth Keys, suggesting that we enter a cooperation agreement with British Land, who now own a number of leases and a couple of freeholds for the Harmsworth Key site. We own the freehold of the bulk of the site, and King's College London, who are interested in developing a university campus at Harmsworth Key. I'd like to really remind members of our vision for Canada Water, which is to create a real proper town centre for Canada Water, supported by a daytime economy. That's one of the things that we see the university campus really having the potential to contribute to bring a real vitality to the Canada Water area. We want to build new homes. This is an area with greater potential for delivering new homes. And in particular, as I've set out in my forward, an opportunity to deliver council homes on this site. Going beyond those issues, and whether on this site or on other sites in the Canada Water area, I think we also have the potential to deliver a new leisure centre for Rotherhithe. We have Seven Islands, it's kind of crumbling, and we need to spend some money on that to keep it going. But I very much hope that over the coming months we can develop a scheme to deliver what was always promised in Canada Water, because when I first got involved in politics, as I was living in Canada Water, very close to my heart, the big promise was that we would have a new wonderful leisure centre, and I'm still determined that we're going to make that happen. Alongside that, we need to make sure we deliver sufficient school places, health services, all of that infrastructure that we need. So this site is extremely large brownfield site. How many acres? It's similar to the size of the Hayfield?
14 acres.
So not quite as big. It's a very substantial site, a lot of potential. And I think by working alongside British Land and King's College London, we'll be able to go a long way to delivering our aspirations for the Canada Water area.
Thank you. Any additional comment?
I would just say that, you know, this is a second step in a long process, really. We came to Cabinet earlier this year with the recommendation around the assignment of the leasehold interest to British Land. Following that decision, we have been working to get this cooperation agreement in place of the three parties. As you appreciate, there has to be some compromise by the various parties involved on both sides, really, to accommodate a joint vision. I think now we're in a position where we have a joint vision for the site between the three parties, and now we're working on the detail around that, and hope to bring a further report back to Cabinet in the spring, which will be around more detailed heads of terms of actual financial deal to enable this to proceed. We'll also be looking at starting some public consultation around the project in the spring, which will be used to inform the detail around the project and proceed forward. But I think it's a really exciting step in the right direction for Canada Water and Surrey Keys, and we're well on the way to create that vision of a new town centre.
Good. Any questions? No? More standing silence. Well, we look forward to getting the report in the spring. Have a nice Christmas.
I'm
terrible, aren't I? Okay. Peter, never forgive me. Page 32, we've got three recommendations. Can we do those recommendations as on paper, please? Thank you.